Washington versus Beijing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. China is furious this morning over U.S. trade sanctions. Late Friday night, the White House imposed 35% tariffs on tires from China. Beijing calls that grave protectionism, and it's already exploring tariffs against American products. We're joined now by Marketplace's Scott Tong, with us live from Shanghai this morning. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
So how angry is this reaction from China?
Well, it's angry because of how quickly it came. The news from the White House came Saturday at China time, and Beijing pushed back on Sunday, which is highly unusual for Chinese officials. I mean, I'd say it's unusual for officials from anywhere. I mean, how often does the U.S. president interrupt his vacation to make an urgent announcement? So it's that level of important. China's also angry because of what's at stake here. Right now, this is just about Chinese tires. But what happens if other American industries play follow the leader and they go to Washington for protection too? Textiles or seafood or steel. So China has a lot to lose, Steve, from trade war.
So if we go down this road, Scott, what do American industries have to lose?
Well, the focus now is on American automotive and poultry exporters. Beijing is investigating those industries for unfair trade practices. But China could shut the door on American products in other ways. It could suddenly decide to enforce certain standards that, say, American-branded toothpaste or grain doesn't meet. When the swine flu broke out globally, China suddenly found a way to keep out American pork, and even though that flu is not related to pigs. So all kinds of industries are mindful of this and wary they could end up in the crossfire.
Yeah, and don't the two countries, though, need each other, Scott?
Well, they do on all kinds of things. Climate change, North Korea, the U.S. would love China to keep buying American debt, of course. So one school of thought thinks this could be orchestrated posturing. The Obama administration needs this to get organized labor on board for health care. Chinese officials have their own domestic constituencies. So now, is this all choreographed? It's hard to know, but we're going to find some more signals soon when the U.S. president meets the Chinese president next week at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, Steve.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong joining us from Shanghai. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Let's check numbers. Asian stocks closed mostly lower, but Chinese shares were up today by more than 1%. European shares lower right now, 1 to 1.5%. Wall Street made some gains last week. On Friday, though, the S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow all shed less than 0.25%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, sponsor of Retirement Revolution, airing on PBS tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. Local listings at pbs.org. By Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com. And by Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com.
Today's the anniversary of the collapse of Lehman Brothers, when the financial crisis really got started. And later today, President Obama will speak on Wall Street about what his administration has done to solve the crisis so far and what else needs to be done. You can be sure health care reform will be on the president's agenda today as well. Mr. Obama says he is confident Congress will pass, in his words, a good health care bill. Much of the reform effort centers around the growing cost of health care and some big disparities in who pays how much. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us on the line. He joins us to talk about the current price structure. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So why is the cost of health care increasing at this rate that's so much higher than inflation?
Because the population is shifting to more and more old people, almost all of whom have Medicare, so they all get treatment.
You know, I think about this. When we talk about billions and trillions of dollars for health care, it really boils down to how much you and I pay, right? Or how much the insurance company pays on our behalf. But some people don't have insurance.
That's true. And the people who don't have insurance, heaven help them. Because the difference between the retail rate and the wholesale rate, which is what insurance companies pay and those of us who have insurance effectively pay, a huge, huge difference. God help you if you have to pay retail.
And how do the insurance companies put these deals together with the hospitals and the medical companies?
Well, I could give you an example involving me. I, last year, had a cardiac stent put in at one of the largest hospitals in New Jersey. My bill comes in. It's $37,190. dollars. And my insurance company is one of the biggest insurance companies in the United States, and they had long since bargained a rate with the hospital. Between us, the insurance company and I got an 80% discount, and if I had just walked in without insurance, I'm sure the hospital would have pursued me to the ends of the earth for $37,190.
So, Alan, is all of this fixable?
Well, it's fixable for people who are trying to buy individual policies. They need really to be part of a group to bargain a rate with a hospital. This is the system we have, and it's definitely fixable, but someone has to decide to fix it instead of running around and shrieking, which has been the healthcare debate on both sides, as far as I can see.
All right. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Tonight, Jay Leno returns to the screen in a new role as NBC's primetime savior. A lot of media executives will be glued to their TV screen, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
If The Jay Leno Show takes off, other networks could fill that same primetime slot with charismatic entertainers. Ben Grossman is editor-in-chief of Broadcasting and Cable. He says with TV audiences dwindling, it makes sense for NBC to veer away from expensive dramas. The network will save about $13 million a week this way. But he says Leno will be doing something different this time of night.
On The Tonight Show, remember, basically it was do a lot of great stuff off at the top because you know people are going to fall asleep literally as it goes on because the show doesn't start till 11:30, right? Now he's got to deliver an audience to the 11 o'clock news.
Grossman says Leno has to keep people engaged right up to that 11 o'clock news slot with banter instead of music. That's because the news is a big moneymaker. Does NBC have a backup plan in case the show flops? The network isn't saying, but NBC does say it's committed to Jay Leno for at least a year. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.